What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So for those of you who happen to live in fabulous Las Vegas, you may know that I do quite a bit of volunteer work for a couple of different organizations. And my big annual event is coming up on October 30th, so mark your calendars. So if you actually want to fly into Vegas, that's the weekend to do it. But it's October 30th, and it's nightofthewitches.com. It is a fundraiser for one of my favorite organizations, Help of Southern Nevada. And if you'd like to be a part of the festivities, or if you'd just like to donate, it all goes to helping women and children get back on their feet after they've hit tough times. They also manage the Shannon West Homeless Youth Center. So they're a big organization that I like to volunteer for. And if you do want to do something a little bit even more swanky, their annual high tea will be held on September 22nd. So if you go to Help of Southern Nevada, Las Vegas, you can find their website, and then they can move forward with you about maybe helping you get part of these events. But the Night of the Witches event is really fun because it's a costume contest. There's raffle prizes. DNR House of Diamonds donates a beautiful necklace each year. It's just lovely. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hello. My name is
Hi,
Maddie.
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. Take me off speaker,
I'm here
please.
In Georgia.
Yeah, take me off speaker, please.
I cannot.
Oh, well, then you need to get right close to where the microphone is.
Okay.
All right, so what's your question for
me today?
Can
you hear me closer?
That's much better. Yes.
Okay.
What's your question
today? I'm here in Georgia, Atlanta.
Got it.
Okay. First time calling.
Okay.
I don't know if I need to ask a question because I have so many questions. I don't know which one.
Sweetheart, my program is designed to answer one specific question. So do you have a specific question that I can help you with?
Yeah, my daughter.
Okay, what do you want to know?
I want to know, is there a hate for me?
Oh, let me look. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't hate you. She just she's just going in a direction that she wants you to support her in the new direction that she's going, even though you don't agree with it. So she doesn't hate you. It's just she doesn't know how to talk to you right now, Maddie. She doesn't know
how to.
So here's the thing. Is that I think your daughter came into this lifetime in a very willful, very, purposeful vibration, and that anyone that doesn't agree with what she wants to do, she has a tendency to shut them down. So this is not necessarily your fault. It's just she's got this, you know, she couldn't wait to be in this lifetime. She might have been a surprise pregnancy to you, but she couldn't wait to be in this lifetime. She didn't care how she got here. And the way she's coming through in your cards right now is that she's coming through as somebody that's got her own very specific spiritual agenda. And she doesn't care if people agree with her or not, but she's only going to align or respect the people that agree with her. So this is not your fault that she's, how do I put this, willful.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't hate
okay.
you.
Okay.
I mean, and,
I just
and it's
a strong dislike or something.
Oh, no, no.
Because
no, she'll
do little things to aggravate me.
Okay. She doesn't hate you. But what it does say is that she, if you don't align with her agenda or what she wants to do, she can be a real brat.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay, so that's not your
yeah.
fault. Now, the
no,
way
it's
I
not.
Would, and okay, here's how I would treat the situation, Maddie. You ready? Here's how I'd handle it. You treat her, and I know this, you guys, you're going to laugh when I say this. Treat her like you're training a dog, okay? You reward the behavior you like. You ignore the behavior you don't like. And you'll
mm-hmm.
start seeing more of the behavior you do like. Do you see what I mean? Because people remember what they're rewarded for. Dogs, cats, remember what they're rewarded for. So basically, you're only going to pay attention to the behavior that you like. And you're going to do your best to ignore the behavior you don't like. And, of course, you know, the caveat is if she's doing something to, you know, hurt herself or whatever, well, you can't ignore that behavior. But I'm talking about if she's snippy or sarcastic or just clipped or short with you, you ignore it. You don't change
always.
It. You don't bring it
okay.
up. But
okay.
you start praising her for the behavior you do like. And you do it in
yeah.
a very subtle way. Like if she remembered to put the dishes in the dishwasher, say, you know, thanks for remembering to do that. That's very helpful. So,
okay.
All right, girl, you got this, but she doesn't hate
you. Thank
you.
I got
she's
it.
Just,
thank you.
She's just very willful, girl. All right. See ya. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 815 area code. Hello, 815. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jessica calling. How are you?
Hi, Jessica. What's your question today?
I wanted to know what kind of changes are coming up for me in the next couple of months.
So that's a full reading. That question is very open and very clever of you to ask it that way. My program is designed for a specific question. So what specific question can I answer for you?
Can you look into career life for me to anything positive coming up for me, my changes when it comes to my career?
Okay. Again, oh, career. Okay, then I'm going to concentrate on career because, you know, the way you're asking questions, and, you know, I got to give you kudos for that, but the way you're asking questions are very open, and that's full reading stuff for me. Specific questions is when you ask me about career or a specific person. That's what my program's
mm-hmm.
designed to do. Okay, so what it's saying about career is the way for you to get the kind of attention that you deserve connected with your career is by you being more creative and getting that creativity in front of the people that can most help you, all right? Because the power card is a card that's called, are you familiar with tarot at all?
Not yet.
Okay,
some.
So there's a beautiful card that's here. It's smack in the middle of your reading, and it's called the Empress, all right? The Empress is a card of creativity, right? It's the card of being able to pragmatically utilize the items, the abundance around you to your benefit. So in other words, if you were to look at your situation right now as though everything is lining up perfectly, that you're in the perfect situation to move forward in your career, how would you creatively manage that in order to get the kind of attention that you deserve moving forward, right? Because the way your cards are coming up is they're coming up as incredibly resourceful with what you do. Like it's you're actually about to get out of an uncomfortable or trapped situation connected with your career, and it's creative how you do that. So it could be if you're working right now in a job you don't like, you might actually reach out to other departments and be sort of one of those team players, all in kind of gals that says, you know, hey, I'd be delighted to help you out in your area. But then you get to add that skill set to your LinkedIn profile. But what it's saying, and again, the big power word here is creativity. It's saying that it leads toward a new beginning for you in January. So whatever you do right now springboards or acts as momentum for the new thing that you do in January. So, all right, girl, thanks for the call. I hope that was helpful. All right, see you later. Okay, bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 519. Oops. Hello, 519. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
My question is, would I benefit, would I thrive if I moved to the United States?
Let's see. It says it doesn't matter where you are to thrive, that you could actually thrive where you are right now, but it says you have to let go of burdens or responsibilities that are not yours in order to do that. So it feels more like an untethering of the influences that actually hold you back. So you've got these beautiful cards that talk about it's almost as if you spend the next 3 weeks contemplating how you want things to move forward in the next 6 months, but it talks about letting go of responsibilities or burdens that shouldn't be yours. And that you do that, it says that it frees you up, but you don't actually have to move to the United States to make that happen. But if you wanted to move to the United States, you could. It's just when you ask me a yes or no question and you ask me should I move to the United States, that's how I took it as a yes or no question. The cards came up no. You don't need to move.
No, okay.
But what it does say is that you need to let go of responsibilities that shouldn't have been yours in the first place. So, you know, it's like if you're taking care of somebody that actually has the wherewithal to take care of themselves, it's time to disconnect and tell them that you need to concentrate on your own stuff for these next 6 months and that you'll be a bit out of touch. You see what I mean? You don't do it in a mean or cruel way. You just stop. So, but no, you don't need to move in order to thrive the way you need to thrive. It just says, there's a woman here that seems to be sort of immature or needy or narcissistic or self-absorbed. She's the one that I would step back from because she's a distraction.
Okay.
So we just step back. We don't do it in a mean or cruel way. We just step back. That's what it says. So, all right, girl, thanks for the call. See
you
later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now. All right, I'm going to go to area code 646. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. What's your question?
I'm trying to find a lawyer to handle my case. I have to find one within, I guess, the next 10 days.
So the situation that you need a lawyer for looks incredibly, incredibly unfair for you right now. The issue that you're dealing with probably needs to have public attention for you to get the attorney you need. So tell me what the issue is, because it's incredibly stressful. You know you have to do this. It's a way for you to get out of a very stuck situation. And the conclusion card to this is actually success. But tell me why there's this issue that's so unfair to you here. What happened?
Basically, it's the way that I was terminated from a job that I had. And the person I didn't know at the time, the lawyer knew at the time, that he would not be able to take my case because he's the same lawyer for the company. And
right.
The union knew that. The union, they knew that, but they sent me to him anyway. But I found out everything towards the end, and it was the way that I was terminated. I signed up for some. Yeah.
So, Stacy, you sound really far away. So
I'm
hoping that you can hear what I'm about to say to you.
Here's
what I would do if I were you, is I would find a local news station that can highlight your case with a bit of anonymity, all right? So you know how they focus on your hands or they focus on, you know, they blur out your face or whatever, but you talk about your issue and how there was so much discrimination connected with your departure from the company, and that not only did they insult you in the way they let you go, and it was cruel, it was demeaning, everything about you being let go was awful. That's how these cards are coming up, all right? But what you do is you say, you know, I'm looking for an attorney that can help me basically file a suit against the company about how I was let go. Now, if you want, you can name the company if you want to, but that'll open up an even bigger can of worms. So I don't know if you are ready to do that, but you can actually say that, you know, what does someone do when they're wrongfully terminated from an employer on the basis of discrimination, and it might be cultural discrimination, it might be age discrimination, but what I'm getting here is that if you can make it public, there will be an attorney that steps up.
Okay.
But there's a timeline here. There's an urgency for you to do this. So you might want to call one of the helplines connected with these local news stations and just see if they can help you.
All right, so I can do that now. Let me ask you, because there are
Sweetheart, we do one question.
Okay.
So if it's along this line, I'll answer
it's
it. But if it's
same
not.
Line. It's along the same line.
Okay, what's the question?
I'm trying to figure out, because I know all the local news stations. Do you think it's better for a male or a female to break the case? You know what? I know which channel. There's
okay,
a channel
well,
here in New
here's
York City.
The thing. It's saying that spirit is guiding you to the right person, but I'm not getting a gender.
Okay, I know. I know exactly.
All right, girl.
I know exactly which
all right.
one.
Peter,
okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. What's your question today?
Oh, I have to just give you one testimony. I know you say you don't predict the future, but boy, you were so right. But anyhow, this is part of the question. It is the question. Sorry.
Okay, so what happened?
You said that the person I was working with, she gave me a hard time a lot. You go, I don't think she's going to be there in a while. My goodness. I got a great review, okay? And then 10 days later, they eliminated our whole department. I started a new job in the company. They moved me to another department on Monday. Am I going to do well with this? I'm so nervous, Mona.
Okay. First of all, you weren't let go. Did you say the other person left?
They moved her to another department too, so I'm not working with her. But you were so right about that. And you say you don't predict the future, but that was definitely predicting the future. I didn't see that coming.
First of all, you're going to do fine at the next job because they moved you over there specifically because you're good at what you do. So I'm not worried about how things go with you. Because you're a hard worker and you'll do more than is expected of you.
I know.
Now, this is not a supervisor person that's coming up in your cards today. There's a younger person here that has this sort of mopey, go down the rabbit hole kind of vibe. And I want you to avoid that person. Now, they're not a supervisor, okay? And I don't even think that they report to you. But I want you to avoid this person because this person has a tendency to hook into people that feel sorry. And I don't know if this is a man or a woman either. It's got a masculine vibration to it, but that could also be a woman that happens to be gay, okay? But there's a masculine vibration. This is somebody that has learned to work the sympathy of the environment around them in order to get what they want. So don't let yourself get hooked in. Just say, wow, you're really going through a tough time. I'm sorry that's happening with you. And move on. Don't, how can I help? Don't go there because this person is sort of a little parasite, emotional parasite, and you don't want that vibe around you. So you don't want to make it part of your job to make this person feel better about themselves because that's the only prickly pear that I'm seeing with the move to the other department is the fact you might be working with someone that is just so Debbie Downer, mopey, down the rabbit hole vibe, just don't like the vibe at all. So that's who I would avoid. But you're going to be fine.
Okay. They said I can post for something I want. And the new supervisor will help me. She's not stopping me. This is the only place they have.
Go for it, girl. Go for it.
I know.
Use the political environment to your benefit right now.
Okay. I'm just so glad they kept me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're fine, honey. You're fine. I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I know.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. Okay. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you?
Didn't you just call me last week?
Yes. I wanted to give you an update.
Cool. All right, what's the update?
So I got a call. Well, one of the jobs, apparently they hired somebody, and I didn't even have the interview. But the real estate office called me and asked me if I was still fully interested in the position that she had one more interview to do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Like
do you think it's a...
That looks good. See, here's how I would look at your career right now. That you got to look at everything like it's a stepping stone for your future, right? And smack in the middle of these cards I just pulled for you is you being invited to an experience, no matter how long you're there, but that you're being invited to an experience that you could learn a lot from. And what it's saying is that you're probably going to be in that position for about a year, and then you're going to figure out what you want besides that.
Okay.
So here's the other thing. Did you finish college?
I have a two-year degree.
Okay. So I keep getting healing energy with you, all right, that it might be that you decide to go back to school, even if it's only one class a semester, towards your bachelor's degree, all right? And the degree I'm getting is one of two, either psychology or actually an RN, nursing.
No, I don't like blood and no, neither one.
Well, here's the thing with psychology is that you can use it for almost any other career, right? Like you could go from this to, like, let's say you had your degree in psychology. I don't care what the degree is. The time's going to pass anyway. You might as well have your bachelor's, all right? So here's my thought. Let's say it's psychology. Then you could go on to work in human resources, right? You could do recruiting. Mm. You could do sales. You could do just about anything with a psychology degree. Because it's like you could do wonderful group type of hiring where you're doing that, or you put together good teams. But the thing is that the next let's say 4 years are going to pass anyway, right? If you part-time took one or two classes a semester, before you know it, you have your bachelor's degree. And then nobody can ever tell you, well, gee, if you just had a bachelor's degree, we'd hire you for this job.
I know, right?
Right? So you get the freaking degree, right? And you then nobody can hold you back, you see?
Right.
So it's not now, you have amazing drive and you have this ability to kind of draw to you what you want anyway. But what I'm getting is that time's going to pass in the next few years. You might as well go towards something. And you're more respected when you say, oh, well, I'm still in school working toward my bachelor's degree, when you're interviewing, right? Because it would be true, even if it's only one class a semester.
Right, right.
All right, sweetheart, you got this, but I'm totally recommending you take the job.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to take it. I called her back and said I would take it and I could start anytime. So
perfect. That's my girl. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
I'll let you know.
Have a great
weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye now.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.